In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something's stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for your first place Miami Dolphins, part of the Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag. I am Sam Marcoux, and he is the two-time Hall of Famer. Of course, I'm talking about the good doctor himself, Dr. Christopher Colin. Doctor, how in the hell are you, my friend?
Good, but inquisitive. I'm going to call out Race here and all of our fans, really, in Perfectville. Is this the first show where we're both hatless?
This might be the most hatless episode of Perfectville. We've done almost 300 of these bad boys. We've been doing this for years and years and years. We've outlasted at least three coaching regimes, but I don't know if there's ever been an episode where there wasn't at least one of us wearing a hat. Typically, you are wearing a hat on every single episode. I sometimes do, sometimes I don't. I'm having a good hair day today. I should wear a mask. I'm not having a good face day, but I'm having a good hair day, so I'm not wearing a hat. But yeah, it's weird. I didn't know what color your hair was until right now.
Yeah, so I'm liking mine too. It's got the little swoop there, kind of like it was gelled earlier, but still holds the shape. Right. And I'm like right there, maybe two weeks away from needing a haircut. So yeah, I'm liking it today. This is the hatless episode. Maybe we beat a winning team this season, and that's what it is,
man. We got to change it up. I'm holding the microphone. I don't have it in the stand. You're not wearing a hat. We're changing the juju because we're up against a very good team. And the narrative has been, Chris, as you know, that the Miami Dolphins can't beat good teams here in 2023. Right. They tried against the Eagles, didn't make it happen. They tried against the Bills, didn't make it happen. Here they are again against the Chiefs. This is not the last opportunity to change this narrative, but it is the latest one. And it's against a very good Chiefs team, which currently right now, if the playoffs started, Chiefs would be the one seed, Dolphins would be the two seed. This has very big playoff implications. And I have to say it. The game is in Germany. And I hate the Kansas City Chiefs. I absolutely hate them. And we're going to talk about all the reasons why we hate the Kansas City Chiefs. But first, Chris, I would be remiss. I would be 100% remiss if I didn't tell you that Bet Online is back. The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for your wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. So head to BetOnline today and remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And let's talk about this game, Chris. Miami Dolphins 6-2, Kansas City Chiefs 6-2, Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, taking a back seat to, of course, the person that we're all going to be talking about, Taylor Swift. No, of course, Tyreek Hill, going up against his former team, had some interviews this week where he said he never really wanted to leave Kansas City, but he needed to go where the money was. And now that he's in Miami, he never wants to leave Miami. And if he does, he'll probably retire. So who knows what he says is true and what is a show. But I'm looking for a show against these Kansas City Chiefs in Germany. It's going to be an early game for me, Chris. I'm on the West Coast. I think this game's going to start at what?
6:30 a.m. for you?
30 a.m. for me. I don't know if I've ever started drinking that. Yes, I have. Of course I have. But it's going to be weird. I like the concept of overseas games, but the execution when it's your team is just like, okay, here we go. Got to get up. Got to do it.
Yeah, I think the worst thing for me is that the day is over so early. Like, I mean, I know I can watch other teams, but that's never as fun. And it's like, the game will be over, what, like fucking noon, 1 o'clock, like 12:45 our time, East Coast anyway. But who am I to complain when you have to wake up and watch this at 6:30 in the morning? We both luck out, however, and all of us in Perfectville luck out, that we put the clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. Saturday, which is Sunday at 2 a.m. So at least it'll feel like 7:30 a.m. for you and 10:30 for me when we watch this game. But the last time the Dolphins played, and my wife is within earshot, so she knows what I'm going to say, played the Jets in London, and it was an early morning game, and my brother and wife and I made manmosas, which if you're not familiar, Sam, or anyone listening, manmosas are champagne, a little bit of orange juice, and vodka. Yeah, by halftime, I was blacked out and don't remember how the game ended. Somehow, my brother and I ended up at Walmart and got a case of beer because we weren't drunk enough and the day was still, you know, starting. That was horrible. And I think we lost. Did we lose that game?
I don't think we won.
Yeah, I don't think we won. I don't think anybody won that day.
No,
everyone so lost. No manmosas this Sunday. We're way more mature and older, wiser beyond our years, as you see in the white beard here. My wife is planning a beautiful breakfast in the morning, waffle, sausage, and biscuits. So that's going to be nice. And then we'll watch some football. And hopefully it's a fun morning. And the Dolphins right the ship with beating teams with a winning record.
Are they biscuits from Biscuitville?
No. Like for the amount of time we've mentioned the restaurant Biscuitville, I've eaten there one time in my entire life.
Well, if they would give us free biscuits, I would eat there all the time, Biscuitville. Sure. But you know, until you do, we'll keep trying. Here's the thing about Sunday's game. So you have the Dolphins and Chiefs in Germany early game, but there are some really, really good games out there. You've got Seahawks versus the Ravens after that, Cowboys and Eagles, and then the nighttime game, Bills versus the Bengals, who are now red hot. So you do have good games up and down, at least in theory, the Sunday night slot. So if you do want to watch games beyond the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City Chiefs games, those are the ones that I personally would recommend. But let's not talk about those games right now, Chris. Let's talk about the game that matters most to us. And of course, that is the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City Chiefs, both 6-2, both first place in their respective divisions, both at the top of the AFC. Battle for AFC supremacy. This could be the outcome for who will have home field advantage throughout the playoffs here, Chris. Let's talk about it. I hate the Chiefs. You hate the Chiefs. I'm going to go first because I think I hate the Chiefs more than you do. So I have two reasons to hate the Chiefs going into this game. I believe you have one. And number one, let's get it out of the way. Let's get the obvious reason why we hate the Chiefs right now. Travis Kelce and Taylor Stupid Swift. Every minute, every day, we have a historic offense when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, Devon Achon, and everybody else that is contributing to this high-octane, record-breaking, shattering offensive performance. But what is the lead story every week on Sunday night highlights of ESPN and all these other shows? Taylor Swift doing a god-awful high-five routine with Patrick Mahomes' wife. It's Travis Kelce with a stupid mustache looking up into the box like, oh, wow, she's here. It's the dumbest stuff in the world. This is what we have become. This is about football, and we're seeing record-breaking performances. Tua Tagovailoa is on pace for like 5,000 yards, Chris. Tyreek Hill is on pace for over 2,000 yards. First receiver in history to get that if he gets there. Jalen Waddle's on pace for 3 1,000-yard receiving seasons in his first three seasons here. Raheem Mostert leads the league in touchdowns rushing, but it doesn't matter because he's not Taylor Swift and it's not Travis Kelce. So this record-breaking offense, and oh, by the way, this defense that's getting people back, like Jalen Ramsey, who already paid off that trade in spades last week, Xavier Howard, Javon Holland, the pass rush has 51 or 61 quarterback hits, which leads the league, and nobody's talking about it. Why? Well, because they're not the problem. It's me. It's Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce all the time, Chris. And I hate it. And I hate the Chiefs because of it.
Yeah. And you just, God damn it, stole my thunder. I was going to lead into my comment on this to, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So you took it. It's okay. We don't plan this show. It's fully off the cusp. And we clearly have done this too much together where we're thinking on the same line. Of thinking, and you're right, it's in Germany. It's a two of this late into a season, having 2 6-2 teams with this much star power, and for it to not be the focal point, not be the, I mean, it's literally the only game that's gonna be on at this time. So like everyone's watching. It's probably gonna be the most watched game on NFL Network, probably the season thus far. And yeah, all they're talking about is she gonna be there? Is she not? Is she a bad luck charm? If she's not there, will it be the reason the Chiefs lose? And honestly, Sam, the fact that the Chiefs are coming off a pretty ugly loss to the Broncos, where they put up 9 points, the team we what did we do? 50, 60?
Something like around there.
Like 70 points, I think we scored on them. They scored 9. which is pretty funny because that's no in German. nine. Silly Krauts. But we are sitting here now, and the story should be all of those things. Tyreek Hill's playing the Chiefs for the first time, and Travis Kelce against Tyreek Hill and their defense, and Andy Reid seeing him for the first time against – there's so many things, and that's why our shows like ours exist, so we can bring actual football to the media. So I agree with you. I hate that as well.
Yeah, I hate it. You just have these two high-powered offenses. And, of course, once we get there, and we'll talk about this during the drinking game session later, it'll be on the screen. They'll be talking about it. They'll show Patrick Mahomes. They'll show Tyreek Hill. They'll talk about it. But the lead-up this week should be nothing. I should hear nothing about Taylor Swift and her Swifties. But here we are. And, of course, I'm perpetuating the problem now on this show, Chris. But we already talked about one thing that I hate. What do you hate about the Kansas City Chiefs this week?
Yeah, so this is a little kind of out of pocket, I guess you'd say, but I played a lot of Madden in my day, Sam, growing up. And one thing that always have driven me crazy, and I'm talking for years since I was a teenager in high school, about the Kansas City Chiefs is there, I have to find out. And if there's a Chiefs fan out there that can let me know, or a Dolphins fan that knows the answer to this question, who started the team photos where they're all wearing turtlenecks? Like, if you look at any team photo of a player profile picture of the Kansas City Chiefs, they're in fucking white turtlenecks, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Turtlenecks should never have been a thing. They aren't a thing, and they haven't been for a very long time. But for some reason, even in the beginning of his career with the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill's picture on Madden and in things were him as his Chiefs photo with this stupid turtleneck, white turtleneck up to his jawline. I never have understood it. I think it's the dumbest tradition in sports. It looks just god awful. It's not a good look. There's nothing tough about it. It's nothing professional about it. Like, there's who goes like, I'm gonna have a really big interview, I'm wearing a fucking turtleneck. Like, that is the dumbest thing. I don't know where it began, how long ago it began, but it's a dumb tradition. And I really, really hate it.
Yeah, I think it comes from, it's part of the signing bonus when you go there. Like when Elvis Gerbach went there after the San Francisco 49ers, he was wearing it. Trent Green wore it. Here's a name, Steve Bono, who was on the Niners and then went to the Kansas City Chiefs. He did it. I'm pretty sure Joe Montana did it. Tyler Thigpen, former quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, when he was there, I remember it was so cold, he dropped the ball and you could hear it thud against the ground. That's why they're wearing it, though, Chris. It's so cold in Kansas City. If you've never been, especially in the winter months, it is a different level of cold. People from Buffalo are like, Jesus Christ, this is cold here in Kansas City. That's why they do it. But you are right. I never knew that I hated that until right now. Now, the funny thing about that is the Miami Dolphins just announced that their uniform combination for the Germany game against the Kansas City Chiefs is all white. So it's basically an entire uniform of the white turtleneck that you would see underneath the ketchup red Kansas City Chiefs uniform. But, you know, that should be maybe a bingo card thing. How many white turtlenecks under the Kansas City Chiefs are you going to see this weekend? So maybe hang on to that one. Put a pin in that one. But you're right. I hate it, too. And I'm not sure who to blame, but I'm going to go ahead and blame Joe Montana.
Yeah. Probably him. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, probably Joe. The show, Joe. It just always stuck out to me. It just always stuck out to me when I played Madden on a PS2. I mean, just years ago, and just their player pictures just really fucking infuriated me because it just is a stupid look. Stupid look.
I always love, like, we do this as our game preview, and I'm always like, I hate them because of this, and then I tie it into, like, offensive stats to try to get people to understand education as to what's happening this weekend, and you're like, I hate their turtlenecks. They're stupid. And now it's like, yeah, you know what? I hate that, too. Those both are very valid arguments. I agree.
Turtles.
Chad Henne never wore a turtleneck. He was like, well, fuck that. That's stupid. I'm
doing That's dumb as hell.
Don't see it. I'm going to go throw a touchdown, get it myself, Super Bowl, retire, come back and retire again.
Yeah. Chad Henne don't wear a fucking turtleneck.
No, Chad Henne be
turtleneck wears Chad Henne.
Yeah, Chad Henne wears Chad Henne. That's what a Chad Henne wears.
He wears a Henne neck.
Yeah, I'm not even wearing a jersey. I got this shit tattooed over the top of my Dolphins and Jags jersey. Yeah. Can't play away games for the Chiefs, only red.
I swallow half of this dip.
That's right. I chew the dip. What did I have for lunch? Dip. What'd you have for breakfast? Dip.
It wasn't ranch dip. It was Copenhagen.
It was Copenhagen dip. A lot of things I hate, but I don't hate Chad Henne.
You can't hate Chad Henne.
Hennebot. All right. So here's the thing that I hate. This is something I hate. I hate Rich Miller. Now you're asking, probably wondering, who is Rich Miller? Rich Miller on Twitter/X is at treetop70bg. And here's why I hate Rich Miller. The Same Old Dolphin Show. Shout out to them. They're longtime listeners. They have their own show now. I've been on their show. They asked a question on Twitter, which was, Titter would have been cool too, but what is your one hot take for Dolphins Chiefs this Sunday morning? And Rich Miller replied, his hot take is that Taylor Swift sings the German national anthem, breaks up with Kelsey, and is flown out of the stadium by a giant Philadelphia Eagle. And the reason I hate that is because that is ridiculous. And we had a segment on this show forever, Chris, called Ridiculous Predictions. And I hate this because that's a pretty good one. I mean, I laughed out loud when I saw that Twitter, that X, that post, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, ah, damn it, Rich, you could have been a part of this show. That was a good one that dovetails right into it. So I think, Chris, we need to stand our ground. We need to take back what is ours with ridiculous predictions. So I think one time we dust it off, we blow off the dust, and we broke out ridiculous predictions for the Miami Dolphins against this Kansas City Chiefs in Germany. Are you ready?
Born ready, my friend.
Why don't you go first? What is the ridiculous prediction from Mr. Dr. Christopher Cullen?
Well, Sam, I don't know if you knew this, but in the Bavarian region of Germany, beer is considered food. Beer is obviously, like in Ireland and other countries over there, is like a big deal. They drink it a lot. Here's my thing, and this is going to call back to an episode a few episodes ago where Tua Tagovailoa is going to lead a comeback victory with seconds on the clock. And he has been instrumental, if people don't know this, with helping create these celebrations that the Dolphins are kind of known for this season. The fish catch with Tyreek Hill, the power walking race, all that. He's been involved with these. He's very creative and involved. Tua Tagovailoa is going into business for himself, Sam. Okay, he's going into business for himself. And you know what he's going to do? Because I guarantee you in Munich, Germany, if that is where we're going to be, somewhere else in Germany, I don't know. I'm hoping it's Munich. He's going to score the game-winning touchdown on a quarterback draw, Sam. And nothing so far has been ridiculous about this, except the callback to the episode a few episodes ago where he is going to rip off his jersey, his shoulder pads, and expose a Tua 316 shirt. And he's going to go to the front row where they are all inevitably drinking beer. And he's going to go grab two Handelsteins of beer, and he's going to smash them together, and he's going to chug them while Waddle does the waddle behind him, and Tyreek is, you know, power walking and surfing with Raheem Mostert, and beer everywhere through the face mask all over him, and he's going to double bird the camera, and he goes, oh hell yeah, as he goes to the field sideline, game finite, nine win for you Chiefs, it's over, Dolphins win on a walk-off QB draw, Tua 316. That's the new meme. It's happening. Ridiculous prediction, Sam. Tua 316 says, I just whooped your ass. And it's going to be a thing.
I like it. Well, I think it's going to come close down to be a close game. I agree with you there. I think the outcome is going to be a little bit different, though, in terms of how we get there. So I think late in this game, the Kansas City Chiefs will be up by less than a touchdown. It's going to look like all hope is lost. Tyreek Hill has not done much. We're talking less than 100 yards, no touchdowns on the game. And at this point, it looks like it's going to come down to possibly just a Hail Mary into the end zone. We snap the ball. We go back. Tua scrambles out to his left. He scrambles out to his right. The offensive line isn't holding their blocks. He's running for his life. And he goes and he fires and he pulls out and he throws the football. And out of nowhere, the football is intercepted by Andy Reid, who jumps onto the field because for whatever reason, he thought that the football was not a football, but some sort of strudel, some sort of sausage, German sausage, that Wiener he just schnitzel. could not get past the Wiener Schnitzel as it was flying through the air. And he jumps and with his big walrus teeth and mouth intercepts the football and thinks the game is over. But instead, it's not, because it's a football. It's not. He's very confused. He gets penalized for being on the field when he couldn't be. We set up on the 1 yard line for Tua Tagovailoa in shotgun. One game to go, one play to go to win this game. He goes back and then he gets sacked and the game's over and the Chiefs win.
Jesus Christ.
So
that's ridiculous, Sam.
Sorry to be a bummer.
There's no way we're losing. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm a little rusty on the ridiculous. I just read Rich's tweet. That's going to be my ridiculous tweet.
I mean, I thought Tua 316 was pretty cool.
No, yours was good. Mine was terrible. That's all right.
Yeah, the syllables worked, right? Austin, yeah. Tua, yeah.
Yeah.
Waddle, right. 316. Well, let's just all be like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, our team should take on that identity. Like, kind of like a fuck you to the Bills after, like, literally that that's the game I did the whole Austin thing, and then Stephon Diggs actually did the Stone Cold while playing us. That should be like that chip on your shoulder type deal. Oh, we can't beat winning teams. Tua 316 said, I just dumped a mud hole in your ass. How about that in Germany, in Munich? Like
Triple H at WrestleMania. We can't win the big one. All right. So let's just move that off to the side here, because we do have to talk about the bingo game. We have to talk about the bingo card. What's going to be on the square, Chris? How are we drinking, other than because we want to? Sunday morning, drinking game, Chiefs, Dolphins, Germany. What's a square?
First of all, the whole drink responsibly thing from beers and alcohol. Yes. We're going to go ahead and start with that one, because if you're doing manmosas, good luck. Because right now I'll start my first one. If you see, anytime you see a photo of a player or an intro of a player from the Kansas City Chiefs and you see that god-awful fucking turtleneck, you drink.
There it is. All right. So this is going to be an easy one. This is almost a free square. They show Tyreek Hill in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform, and then he's in a Miami Dolphins uniform. They show him at the press conference. Anything that shows the transition from Tyreek as a Chief to a Dolphin, you drink.
All right. If they mention like Andy Reid and enjoying food at any time, you drink.
If they do a split screen of Andy Reid and his big fatness and Mike McDaniel and his tiny skinniness, and they're doing it to accentuate the differences, or they talk about the differences in coaching styles, which is code for one's fat and one's not, you drink.
Stay with Andy Reid here. They show that ridiculous video of him winning the punt, pass, and kick competition, where he was just like literally 9 times bigger than every 12-year-old and clearly won the whole thing with his like single bar punter face mask with this Rams logo on his helmet. You drink.
Yeah. If they show Stein girls in Lederhosen dropping off Wiener Schnitzel and or beer anywhere, you know, one of those pickup shots in and out of the game, you drink.
Oh man, I'm going to get people fucked up on this one. So if you see anybody, any German fan in a NFL football jersey other than the Chiefs or the Dolphins, you drink.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Of NFL football.
If they reference or if they have a graphic of Mike McDaniel in some sort of German garb, talking about the thing, and not that type of German garb, but like traditional German garb, while he's talking, like some sort of graphic, you drink.
Comparisons of Mahomes and Tua side by side of their season stats, you drink.
Any sort of graphic or audio reference to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, you drink.
Any, like, if you see a Chiefs jersey with the word Swifty as the last name, you drink.
Yeah, if they show the graphic that Tua Tagovailoa is 11-0 against former Super Bowl winning head coaches going into this game, or they talk about it, drink.
When they mention the Dolphins have not beat a team with a winning record this year, you drink.
If they show the amount of miles traveled by either team so far this season, drink.
They talk about the competitive advantage of the Dolphins getting to Germany much earlier than the Kansas City Chiefs and comparing it to the Bills getting to London very close to kickoff. You drink.
If they show at any point the playoff picture as of right now, drink.
Oh, man. These are good. We're rattling these off. If they are comparing, since it should be a Chiefs home game, if they mention the weather currently in Kansas City compared to weather currently in Germany and the difference of it all, drink.
I like that one. I like that one. If they mention that Tyreek Hill is close to 2,000 yards and needs to average 110 yards per game to get there, drink.
Nice. If they zoom in on Travis Kelce's mustache or his face without a helmet, you drink.
All right. I think that's good. I think we got enough for the bingo card there. I think the only thing left to do, Chris, we did our ridiculous predictions, but we have to do our actual predictions. And also, by the way, if you're listening to this, shout out to Reach TV. If you guys didn't know, Reach TV, Believe, came up with a nice little agreement, and you're seeing your boy, Christopher Cullen, and Sam Marcoux in airports, 90 different airports all weekend long, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins, in Germany game. So if you're flying somewhere, maybe you're flying to Germany, and you see us talking, just know that we're saying hello, and we see you. So shout out to Reach TV for that. It's exciting times. Second time we've done this season, Chris, where we've been in airports, in people's faces while they're taking their pants off to see if they have any sort of a weapon going through security. All right.
We're going to have to check you anally. Yeah. Is that Sam Marcoux? Is that the doctor, two-time Hall of Famer, Chris Cullen?
I'm a citizen of Perfectville, too. Go right in. What is that ticking sound? All right. So
a guy lift your balls, spread your sack, and like, you know, spread your cheeks, and there's, you know, he's looking up at me and you just talking about like the keys to the game.
Back to you, Lindsay, or whoever it is. I don't know.
Courtney.
Sorry. That's why you do it, not me. All right. So
I'm just picturing like raced.
getting some asshole in his anal cavity checked, and we're on the screen in front of him in TSA.
They've got a fucking, you know, Rondé Bagston koozie up his ass. Some crack in it.
This guy's getting tackled and his stuff rummaged through, and he's like, "Hey, look,
it's Sammy.
We got to get the ball to Jalen Waddle. Sam said it. I know them."
Yeah. Oh, well, they're getting healthy on defense at the right time. Thanks, Chris.
Well, they are. I mean, it's you're not wrong.
Just contextually, it's a fucked up time to figure that out.
It's amazing that we somehow figured out a way to scam people to pay us to do this. This is insane. All right. So let's get into the actual predictions here, Chris. What's happening Sunday morning in Germany between the two first place powerhouses in the AFC, Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Tua Tagovailoa, Mike McDaniel, Jalen Waddle, and the rest of both gangs and both squads? Who wins and by how much?
And a partridge and a pear tree. Mm-hmm. So, Sam, normally you play the Kansas City Chiefs and you're like, fuck, you know, and I probably should feel like that. And honestly, I'm okay with this game. Like, I'm feeling all right. I think we can definitely compete with these guys. I don't think they have the weapons that we do. They don't. Like, Sky Moore is just like not done anything. They lost Juju Smith-Schuster, who's big for them in the playoffs. They get what? Travis Kelce is their guy in Pacheco. Like, I mean, we can definitely handle those. I mean, we say that like it's easy. Obviously, Kelce does. He's incredible. He's done what he's done in this league for a very long time because of how good he is. But the Broncos made it a key to like shut him down last week. And right. Like the Chiefs really couldn't do anything. And we're getting back Xavier Howard and Javon Holland to pair with a very amped up and locked down Jalen Ramsey, who Vic Fangio came out and said literally, like, he's not even as good as he's going to be. And he just basically shut down a whole half of the field for the New England Patriots last week. Dude, I'm feeling all right about this. Like, we got there earlier. The jet lag and the used to of the environment is in our favor, I believe. Yeah. The one thing I'm worried about is them coming off a divisional loss, where, you know, normally they don't lose two in a row like that. But I really think our players are going to be really sick of hearing that we haven't beat a team with a winning record. And this is one of those games where if it's a good team, if you're a real good team, you go out there and you say, you know what, I'm sick of hearing this. We need to prove the doubters wrong. And they do that. And I think we're going to. I really think the Dolphins are going to win this game. I don't think we're going to score 40, 50 points, anything like that. But I definitely can see this being like a 28-24 victory. Just maybe hold them for on their last drive, our defense gets a pick or a sack or something. Because their defensive line's coming hot. Van Ginkle, Chubb, Jalen Phillips is getting healthy. And it shows. I'm feeling really fucking good about this, Sam. And I think they're coming out to make a statement on national TV in another country. And I think we win this game 28-24.
I like where your head is at. You know, this Kansas City Chiefs offense isn't what it used to be, but their defense is highly underrated. I mean, they're really good against the pass, which is what we are good at doing, is throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and the rest of them. I think there's some yards to be had on the ground. Raheem Mostert looks like he's going to play. Jeff Wilson will probably get a little bit more run in this game, so to speak. It really does come down to if Teron Armstead is going to play or not. I think if we're going to have the traditional success that we have on the run, in the run game, I should say. But either Tyreek Hill, you don't want to target him 20 times, but at the same time, if you're not targeting Tyreek Hill, the best wide receiver, possibly best football player in the game 20 times, then you're not doing something right, because he opens up everything else. I mean, you look at that Jaylen Waddle touchdown against the Patriots. Everyone's going to Tyreek Hill, and Jaylen Waddle quite literally waddled into the end zone because no one was around him. I mean, it was just like, I could have made that pass quite literally, Chris. It was that easy of a play. Tua
flicked him the ball and walked off like a fucking...
I'm going to go shower now. Yeah.
Yeah. Steph Curry shooting a three and turning around, not even watching it go in. It was just amazing. Yeah.
So, I mean, the game plan is Jaylen Waddle on offense. The game plan is Tyreek Hill. And if he's not there, you go to Jaylen Waddle. If you can establish the run early, this game is actually going to be much easier. I don't think the Chiefs, as good as they are on defense, are as physical as the Philadelphia Eagles are. I think having this game on neutral ground, so to speak, also helps for the Miami Dolphins. I think getting there early was smart. I saw quotes from Kansas City Chiefs players today complaining about having to find a babysitter for their dog. I don't know the context, if they were making jokes or not, but it didn't seem like they were. There's a lot of distractions for the Kansas City Chiefs right now when it comes to Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and everything else going on. I think this lines up for Miami to finally get that monkey off their back and beat a quote unquote good elite supreme team out there and shut that narrative down. At least I hope so. I'm with you. I don't think this is a 30, 40, 50 yard point, you know, game. But I do think this is a game where the Miami Dolphins can get out early and control the pace, control the tempo. I think the defense is going to be much better, especially when you have Javon Holland and Xavier Howard out there. You have to find Travis Kelce. As Tyreek Hill said, the pass protection breaks down and he starts running around, meeting Patrick Mahomes, you got to find Kelce. That's where he's going with the ball. He's going to find Kelce in space, and even if it's a 2-3-4 yard catch, he brings a lot of energy to that Kansas City Chiefs team and thus momentum. So that's who you got to go in. You got to go in stopping Travis Kelce and hope that, you know, Rashee Rice and the other no-name wide receivers aren't able to beat you, which I don't think they'll be able to do. So I have the Miami Dolphins winning this 27-20. I think this is maybe a couple of touchdowns, one to Tyreek, one to Raheem, one to Jaylen Waddle, and then a couple of field goals. I think the Kansas City Chiefs hang with us for a little bit, but I think this is going to be a little bit of a lower scoring game with these two offenses and underrated defenses at this point. But either way, I got the Miami Dolphins winning 27-20. You've got them 28-24. Looks like Miami Dolphins going into the bye could be 7-2 if either one of us are correct.
Yeah, and this is that statement game, Sam, you kind of mentioned. I know we lost the Bills, the Eagles. That doesn't sting as much because it's an NFC team. But to already beat New England twice this season and go into this opportunity to shock the world or show the world what the Dolphins really are, and they're for real. Like, they've heard it enough. It's all anyone's talking about is that the Dolphins are 18 points against their two losses and 39 points in their wins. They just can't do it against bad teams or against good teams. So this is the game where these veterans, there's a lot of them, they come out and they're like, hey, look, this is like, if we want to be for real, we want to go deep into the playoffs and possibly contend for a Super Bowl, we beat the Kansas City Chiefs right now. And you got to go out and do it. And I really think they can. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be early morning. Time change is going to help. And I think we're going to enjoy this one, man.
Yeah, I don't know that we have time change in California. I think we voted to get rid of it a couple of years ago, although I don't know if anybody actually listened to that. So we'll see if we actually – I don't know if it got through the state Senate. I'll have to bone up on my state politics here before too long. But I know we voted to ban it starting this go-round, but I don't think we did. Either way,
California, jeez.
Get up early and get on the NFL Network, because you'll have the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs, 6-2 versus 6-2, first place versus first place, battle for AFC supremacy on the line. We'll see what happens, Chris. We both have the Miami Dolphins winning this game. Fins up, fingers crossed. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
One bonus drinking bingo card.
Got it.
Square.
Got it.
If this game has an odd ambiance in the sound of the stadium, okay, I'm talking horns, just droning out like soccer rugby sounds of the fans.
Like Zuzu Vellas or whatever.
Yeah, you just hear the and you're like, what the fuck? Is my speaker broken? If you're questioning the volume of your television and the speaker quality, drink.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope you drink responsibly, and I hope the Miami Dolphins give you a celebratory manmosa at the end of this game, going into the bye 7-2, getting healthy, getting ready for that stretch run. Well, with that said, there's only thing left to say on behalf of Chris Cullen, the two-time, yes, two-time Hall of Famer, myself, the entire Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag, is goodbye from Perfectville.
Later.